Aloha, malolelei, talofa, mpulavinaka. I'm required to do that because I'm speaking for Pacific Islanders and therefore it is customary that I should greet you. But I also thought that if I said all those greetings, then you might think you're actually at a luau and you're not here listening to me. This project is called the Trusting the Power of Mana. And you might ask, what is mana? Mana is a Tongan word, but it's also a word throughout Polynesia that means a miracle. It could also mean magic. And so when this project was conceived, the students themselves wanted to call it mana. I know that I only have 15 minutes to go through my slides. I don't normally talk fast, but in this instant, I am going to try and talk fast. I'd like to acknowledge the presence of Dr. Scott Morrow, who is the Chief Medical Officer for San Mateo County, and who is also responsible for making this project happen. I'd also like to acknowledge Edith Kabuslai, who was sitting there and is probably, oh, she's right here. Edith was a very important part of making this project work. And so I am just a mouthpiece, but a lot of work was done by different people that made it happen. The presenter disclosure, I have no relationship to disclose. Edith and I had talked before we came, and I had a plan A and a plan B. Plan A was, if I fainted, Edith then would activate plan B. She would step over me and present. Don't worry about me, I'm fine.
We're not headed in that direction.
I may just do that if I only have one slide and nothing else to show.
Back to get a tech person for us. Thank you. We're gonna have to.
Should I go ahead and present anyways?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, Beth.
Why are we interested in focusing on the Pacific Islander community? Growing community in San Mateo County, disturbing health indicators, youth involvement in risky behaviors, academic performance improvement needed, workforce development, health equity. I have some slides of data, and I don't think you can see it, but at least can show you that I really do have them. This data is about the proportion of births receiving late or no prenatal care by maternal race slash ethnicity. And it shows you the Asians. And let me just go straight on to the latest, which is 2000 to 2004. For the Asians, it's 7.9. For the Filipinos, it's 14.9. For Pacific Islanders, it's 33.4. For African Americans, 17.4. Hispanics, 17.4. And for whites, 7.7. And just to show you the disparities. I have another slide. It's on overweight. And then you're looking at Pacific Islanders and the proportion by percentage. And if you can see from there, this is where we are, right here. We have the longest block. And then you have Asians, for example. For us, it's 46. For, let's say, Asians, it's 16.